The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I heard two comments yesterday that I thought were really telling when you look at them back to back. The first came from the Baltimore Ravens, and they were asked about Lamar Jackson because he's going to be due for a new contract soon. And what John Harbaugh said was that he was, quote, totally certain the Ravens will sign Lamar Jackson to a long-term deal. He didn't know if it was going to be this year or next year, but he was, quote, totally certain. Great answer. Shuts down all the potential talk of what they might do and any of that. Go to the Cleveland Browns. Andrew Berry is their GM. He was asked about Baker Mayfield. And he said, quote, there will be plenty of time for those discussions with all the 2021 decisions. I think it's probably just easier to say that I'm really pleased with Baker's performance, really pleased with what he's done this year. We wouldn't be here without his contributions. Do you notice a difference in those two statements, RJ?
So if I was being super rational and not at all willing to dance, I would say, well, John Harbaugh has a little bit more sway within his organization, you know, given his tenure. I know he's not the general manager. That would be my logical response. However, I'm obviously in tinfoil hat season, so I'm ready to, like, that's normal dancing. Right now, I'm ready to dance like Lieutenant Colonel Slater in A Scent of a Woman, you know, when he dances and he gets the coordinates to dance blindly. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You've never seen Scent of a Woman without Pacino?
Maybe like 20 years ago.
Stats. Oh, my. Anyway, whatever. Homework assignment for you. It's one of the true only Thanksgiving movies that there are, but I digress. Anyway, so I wrote something recently at Blogging the Boys because Dak Prescott is due a new contract. Obviously not the same draft class as these two guys. By the way, Josh Allen is and clearly going to be getting a new contract extension. I do find the answers to be very different, certainly. I think it's easier to openly and publicly commit to Lamar, given that he has an MVP on his mantle. I know he's never made it past the division round of the playoffs, which Baker hasn't either. But I don't see any, like, I could kind of get on board a little bit deeper with a conspiracy here if Baker had underperformed this year. And while I realize he wasn't amazing, I think Baker Mayfield really cemented himself as a star quarterback, as a franchise quarterback in the NFL this year.
Well, think about what Baker did, taking the Browns to the playoffs. They hadn't been in forever long. We all know the jersey, that whole thing. And I thought he played well. He played well in the playoff game, too. They didn't win, but I thought he was fine. And it just strikes me that through all that adversity and all the quarterback hell that the Browns have been through since they've come back in 1999, Baker does what no other guy before him has been able to do. And the Browns say, eh. We'll see. Like, there's certain questions that when you get asked, there's only one response. And anything other than that response tells you all you need to know. If I ask you if you're going to marry me, what do I want to hear you say? Right? There's only one thing that comes out of your mouth. If it's not yes, then you don't want to marry me. That's what that means, right?
By the way, I love the, like, when a guy asks and the girl's like freaking out. And then she doesn't, like, actually literally answer. You know what I mean? She's, like, hugging him and kissing him. He's like, so wait a minute. Just to be clear here, the answer is yes, right? Like, you know. Anyway, so the other two things I would offer here are I could see this as a – because some NFL dudes, especially, like, longtime scouts and guys that kind of live and die in that world – are very literal, right? Like, we're not going to talk about contracts right now. You know, there's a time and a place where we're going to open the door for contract conversations with everybody. And maybe Baker just kind of falls in that line. But you're right. I mean, if it's your franchise quarterback, especially if you have been wandering in the abyss trying to find one, you would imagine that that would be an exception of sorts. The other thing is, like, what would the – like, let's play that out, right? Like, say they're not sold on Baker. What is the option? Like, you know, like I could kind of understand if this answer, if the situation, the details were the same, and this was Tua and the Dolphins, like we've kind of heard, right? Because you're in striking distance to have an answer there. But the Browns don't have that. So I can't imagine that they're like a Houston Texans level of dumb to just create their own problem.
And he was asked, not just are you going to give him a long-term contract extension. He was asked about just picking up the fifth-year option, which is 1 year. He wouldn't even commit to that. That to me says that the Browns are not sold on Baker Mayfield at all.
Well, they have to do that this offseason. And the other thing that I would also consider, I know this wouldn't affect like his cap number, but we are about to enter an offseason that has been impacted by COVID in terms of a salary cap. And so maybe the thought process is, okay, Baker's only entering year four. We have the fifth year option. Worst case scenario, we have the franchise tag twice, whatever. We have a lot of years of team control before we have to pony up and maybe give him some cash right now. Maybe we're cash strapped in this moment, and that doesn't sound like a good idea because we want to be active players elsewhere. So I could that actually makes the most sense to me. But I do love a good conspiracy theory as evidenced by today's conversation.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.